This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, January 30th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Not content to persecute living Christians alone, Communist Chinese officials have now prohibited Christians from having religious ceremonies during funerals for believers, reports Bitter Winter. The regulations also strip faith-based themes from any events outside of places of worship, including weddings, visiting groups, choirs, orchestras, and other fellowships. In December, the government of Wenzhou City's Pingyang County in the eastern province of Zhejiang adopted new rules to get rid of, quote, bad funeral customs, end quote, and to ban clerical personnel from funerals. Psalm 53, verses 4 and 5 asks, "Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon God? There they are in great fear where no fear was, for God has scattered the bones of him who encamps against you. You have put them to shame because God has despised them." Meanwhile, 6,000 people are infected with the China-based coronavirus, claiming the lives of 130 people. The virus has spread to 18 other countries, but with no deaths reported except in China so far. On Wednesday, the European Union voted 621-49 to approve the UK's Brexit plan. The UK is formally scheduled to leave the European Union on January 31st. But will abide by EU rules until the end of the year. Last week, President Trump addressed a gathering of American mayors at the White House on transforming America's communities. Trump announced a funding plan for religious groups to defend themselves from violence.
In the face of attacks on synagogues, mosques, and churches in our community, something that is just so horrible, we must work together to reject the monstrous evils of anti-Semitism and anti-religious bigotry. In a few moments, I will sign legislation authorizing $375 million for federal grants to help houses of worship and other faith-based and nonprofit organizations defend against violence.
Fox Sports will be allowing drag queens to make an historical appearance in a commercial during the 2020 Super Bowl. However, Fox will not approve a pro-life ad during the football event. Pro-life advocates with Faces of Choice have tried without success for over 6 months to get ad time during the Super Bowl. The organization is devoted to sharing the stories of people who have survived abortion attempts. To support Faces of Choice, you can sign the petition linked in our transcript today at TheWorldview.com. Isaiah 5 verse 20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." Last Friday, the same day as the 2020 March for Life, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights said it issued a, quote, notice of violation, end quote, to California over the state's 2014 abortion coverage mandate. The Trump administration warned California that it will cut federal funding over the state's requirement that health insurance plans cover abortion, a rule that affects church health care plans. Former California Democratic Representative Pete Stark Jr. died at the age of 88 at his home in Maryland last Friday, according to his family. Stark was known as the first openly atheist member of Congress and served on the advisory boards of the Secular Coalition for America and the American Humanist Association. Hebrews 9 verse 27 says, "It is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." Needless to say, Pete Stark believes in God now. On Monday, the five constitutionalists on the Supreme Court voted to allow Trump's public charge immigration rule to take effect. The rule, proposed last August and blocked by lower courts, is intended to prevent immigrants from gaining permanent residence if they use or would be likely to use public benefits like Medicaid and food stamps. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Thursday, January 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.